very much of a plus for this team. Added a lot of confidence to the defense also. Two receivers to the right, the slot man to the right now. Hand off to the first man through, and struggling through is the fullback for Dixie College. Jordan Christensen, correction, Barry McKee. McKee on the carry. Barry McKee, sophomore, playing his last game for Dixie College. Gets it up to about the 33-yard line. So make it a third down and about a two-yard situation coming up. Just underway, first quarter of action at Badger Field at Snow College in Ephraim, Utah. One of the classic rivalries. Both receivers to the right, Bengochea and Kevin Doman. I formation on the running backs once again. Quarterback Dave Beckstead, movement on both sides of the line. Handoff goes to McKee, and McKee has the first down. There's a fumble on the play, and Snow College is looking for the football, but there are flags on each side of the field, and I think there's going to be call the whole thing back and let's start it all over again, or is it going to be a procedure against Dixie College? Let's double check. One Snow College ball player signaling to the sidelines that it was a procedure call coming up against Dixie. Bengochea moved. Some Snow College ball players moved. Whether there was an encroachment or procedure or what, the officials are now puzzling that out, but they're talking to Snow, so it looks bad for Dixie. Procedure call against the Rebels. Bring it back 5 yards, otherwise it's a first down. So the 5-yard penalty coming up. Make it a third down and 7 situation. Mark it back at the 28-yard line. And the Rebels to try it once again to get that first down. Staying to the ground so far. Into the lineup right now is Scott Blaine and Bengochea. Both receivers to the right. Juan Henderson, the tailback, shapes up behind McKee. And the quarterback is Beckstead. Fake the handoff to Henderson. Beckstead on the run, being chased. Throws a little swing pass, has it into the hands of one receiver. Pops out of his hands and picked up by a lineman. Number 60, the man who eventually received that pass, Lane Workman, the guard, but it was because the pass receiver had his hands on it, was hit, and it hopped into the hands of Workman, who just happened to be there. So Beckstead will come up short as he gets it up to the 31-yard line. Fourth down situation, fourth down, about 4 yards to go, and a punting situation for Dixie. As it went from McKee to Workman. Back deep to do the booting is Rossi. Rossi gets away. Good driving kick. Picked up by number 33, Snow College. Andre Saunders down the sidelines. Here comes Saunders once again. Saunders across midfield, deep into Dixie territory, and a flag on the play. A flag thrown as Saunders went down. Saunders across midfield and down to about the 30-yard line. Saunders was the man who broke the kickoff returns against Dixie College. And also a punt return against CEU, a key man in to those two victories. So there is apparently an illegal use of hands call against Snow College, as one of the ball players signaled that it was going to be a clip. But Snow was called with an illegal use of hands anyway, so a 5-yard penalty against the Badgers. But Snow will be in good position. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 41-yard line, and Saunders once again one of the keys for this Snow ball club, as he and others, John Young specifically, have been setting up Snow College in good position for against a lot of ball clubs. Wide to the left comes number 81, Steve Beatty, the leading pass receiver in the conference. Back deep to pass is Speller. Plenty of time throwing deep to the left. Here's Fred Lacy. Knocks the pass away. Almost got the interception as he was stride for stride with Beatty. Beatty and Lacy were right there looking at that football. Lacy went up as if to try to get the interception, and it was a little high, so he batted it away from Beatty. Incompleted pass. Speller having plenty of time in that pocket. Make it a second down and 10 situation at the Dixie 41-yard line. Speller can throw. Is not as consistently a good a quarterback as Steve Dalton or Croton or Kimber Hall, some of the names from the past at that quarterback position. Handoff goes to number 41 for Ricks College, Ricky Croth, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage, maybe a half-yard gain. In the middle of that stack, let's check some numbers as they get up. Number 56, Brent Money, correction, 55, Kyle Peterson. Kyle Peterson right in the middle of things. No surprise. Peterson gets in the middle of a lot of things. Put it down near the Dixie 39-yard line. Third down and a long eight. It's about a yard and a half gain by Ricky Cross. Cross in that backfield along with Jeff Patterson. Beatty wide to the left again. And Donald Speller, the quarterback, has a wide receiver to the right also. Back to pass Speller. Speller scrambling. Fakes once. Now takes off upfield. Speller will be brought down short of first down territory as the Rebels smother him. But Speller gets good yardage inside the 35. Down near the 32-yard line on the tackle, Fred Lacy. One getting off the bottom of the stack. Also in there, Bob Sanders. Put it down at about the 32-yard line. Make it a fourth down situation coming up. Fourth and about one for Snow College after that gain by Donald Speller. Punting situation, or did they go for it? It looks like Snow College is going to be going for it. Wide to the right comes number 34, Marlon Frazier. To the left comes Beatty once again. And split the running backs, but they're close together behind the quarterback. Handoff goes to Cross, turning outside. Cross has some free territory. Cross dragged down from behind by Tom Rossi, but not before it gets to the 10-yard line. Cross took one step forward, cut to the outside, and had some running room. And Tom Rossi making the saving tackle there as Ricky Cross picks up the first down. Let's see if they mark it at the 10 or inside. Mark it at the 9, first and goal to go at the Dixie 9-yard line. Coming to the right for Snow College is Dave Vandegrift. To the left is Steve Beatty. And once again, Cross and Patterson in that backfield. Behind the quarterback, Donald Speller. Speller passing to the right, overshoots his man. Intended receiver number 7, Lon Hansen, the tight end. Hansen on the reception, or on the intended reception, incompleted pass, overshot his man. Incompleted pass, and so gives Snow a second and goal situation. Keep it at the Dixie 9-yard line and see what comes out of this. Into the lineup quickly comes number 34. Marlon Frazier once again, wide receiver. Donald Speller, who is a converted run back man last year, taking care of a lot of the punt returns and kickoff returns for Snow College. Now a quarterback. Going to the right is Frazier, to the left is Beatty. Second down and goal from the 9-yard line as the Snow College band is in motion also. So is Ricky Cross. Rolling is Donald Speller. Fakes once, will be missed from behind. Speller turns upfield, gets to the 5, maybe to the 4-yard line. As Snow College cannot get into that goal line, get across that goal. But got some good yardage by Speller as he faked that pass and turned upfield. Mark it down at about the 5-yard line, so a 4-yard gain. Timeout for the officials. As with 10:01 left in the first quarter of play, apparently there is a problem along the sideline. Sam Gray off the field right now, and what that has to do with the price of beans of Boston, we're not really sure. Donald Speller, third down and goal to go from this time, the Dixie 5-yard line. Speller hands off to Cross. Cross for the touchdown. Hit at the goal line, and Kyle Peterson could not keep him out as Cross went in. With 9:47 left in the first quarter of play, it's suddenly 6-0 Snow College. And now the attempt for the point after. So Speller got it down to the 5-yard line, and Cross takes it in. Ricky Cross on the touchdown to make it 6-0 Snow College. To do the booting, number 6, Hayden Hutchings. To do the holding, Jim Arslanian. The snap, the kick, it's up. It looks good. Is it? Yes, it is. With 9:47 left in the first quarter, Snow 7, Dixie nothing. Back in 60 seconds.
You sound good, Larry. Sounds like the phone line's fading in and out, however, so be aware of that it might cut off. 10 seconds. Go! Go!
On the ensuing kickoff, Greg Borden brings it back up to about the 25-yard line. Sam Gray not back there. When the officials called a timeout, Sam Gray suddenly saw himself along the sidelines. And I'm not sure what took place over there. But Greg Borden getting the run back. Dixie now down 7-0, has it first and 10 and put it at their own 25-yard line. Not bad position. Could ask for better, but not bad. I formation on the running backs. Back to pass. Beckstead throws and batted down by number 72, David Day. Day, the 6'4", 235-pound defensive lineman. Beckstead looked right, then suddenly whirled the pass to the left, but Day had both hands up. Incompleted pass. Make it second down and 10 for Dixie. Down 7-0 as Ricky Cross with a big run on a 4th-and-1 situation to get first down and goal, then got the touchdown from 5 yards out. To the right comes Scott Blaine. To the right comes Amador Bengochea, Chi-Chi. High formation on the running backs, and Beckstead looks across that snow defense. Looks to the left, looks to the right, rolls to the right. Beckstead under pressure will be swamped at about the 18-yard line. Thundering Herd came in, led by number 85 for Snow College, who I don't have listed on my roster. I believe that's Rodney Dunn, but we'll have to double-check. There are others in the middle of that defensive line that got there also. So a sack on the quarterback as Beckstead went back to pass, and all he could see was blue jerseys nose-to-nose with him. Third down, mark it back at about the 18-yard line. Third down and about 17 yards to go. Dolan and Bengochea both to the right. High formation once again on the running backs. Quick down and out pattern. Here comes Kevin Dolan. First down, down the sidelines at the 50-yard line. Across midfield at the 49. A two pattern, as they refer to it, on the coaching staff. Dolan just goes down, and quarterback Dave Beckstead drilled it to Dolan. First down on the completed pass to Kevin Dolan. Dolan, the leading pass receiver for Dixie College, could be headed towards all sorts of honors next year as a sophomore. First down and 10, and put it at the snow 49-yard line. Down 7-0, the Rebels are not rolling over and dying. They're coming back with 8:47 left in the first quarter. Handoff goes to Matuatu, down to the 47-yard line, and that's it. Not quite there, about a yard and a half gain on the carry. On the tackle, number 39, Tom Haas. Haas in there on the tackle. Actually make it inside the 48 if you want to. Second down and a short 9 coming up at the snow 48-yard line. Carry by Matuatu. Doman to the right, Bengochea to the left. And Snow College sets up on defense. Dave Beckstead looks across that defense, looks across it again. At the line of scrimmage, Beckstead backs away, looks down the sidelines again, and Doman ran out of bounds and came back in to catch the pass. Are they going to rule out an incomplete pass or a complete pass? A complete pass, and Doman went out of bounds. And the Snow coaching staff is arguing that you cannot go out of bounds and then come back in and receive a pass. Yes, he did. Dolan was way out of bounds, about a yard out of bounds, down that sidelines, came back in. He was in bounds when he caught the pass, and the officials are going to rule it complete. And Snow is livid along the sidelines, and they may have themselves a good argument. First down and 10. Put it at the 20, about the 28-yard line of Snow College. Pitch goes to the tailback. Matuatu down the sidelines, gets to the 25 and down to the 24, and that's it. Let's see if he did get that far. The official at midfield lining up now at the 24-yard line. So Matuatu on the carry. Gets down to the 24, make it second down at the snow 24-yard line. Second down and about 6 yards to go as Matuatu on the carry that time. Going to the left, in for the first time, Mike Mountier. Coming to the right is Scott Blaine, and so a lot of receivers being used today by Coach Lee Bunnell. Dave Beckstead, who had such a good first half against the EU. Long count, there's bound to be a flag. Snow College on encroachment. Beckstead throws, it will be picked off by the tight end. And Howe. Howe. Howell on the carry. And suddenly we had a short right there in our microphone. Howell on the pass reception, put it down at the 14-yard line. Is the flag definitely going to be against Snow College? There was a Snow College ball player across that line of scrimmage. Yes, it was encroachment. And that's going to be declined. You can be sure of that. So on the pass reception to Ken Howell. Make it first down. Mark it at about the 15-yard line, first and 10, just inside the 15-yard line of Snow College. And Dixie on the move offensively. To the left goes Scott Blaine. To the right comes Bingo Chia, and an I formation on the running backs once again, as Beckstead doing an outstanding job of quarterbacking so far. About to get hit. Yes, indeed, he is hit. The official, there is a fumble on a player. Do they rule a forward pass? They called it a fumble on a play. It looked like Beckstead had brought his arm forward, but he was hit just as he was starting to bring his arm forward. The official ruled no, he wasn't. He was still bringing his arm back. The fumble recovered by Tom Haas, and that's one way to stop a drive with 7:29 left in the first quarter. Fumble. And make it first down and 10 for Snow College, and put it at the Snow 32-yard line. So Dixie moving the ball well against the Badgers. Suddenly find themselves on defense. To the left comes Beatty. To the right goes, looks to be Frazier. Back to pass is Speller. Rolling to the left, has a little flare pass to Ricky Cross. Flag in the backfield. Cross will be run down across the 45-yard line, pushed out of bounds at the 46. But we have an illegal use of hands call coming up against Snow College. Bring it all back. As a 5-yard penalty against Snow College will be a problem there. Ricky Cross got the pass as he came out on the into the flat on the left side. Got the pass, and just as the pass was thrown, there was a flag thrown from the other side of the quarterback. So make it a first down and 15. You've got to look for that. Mark it from the 32-yard line and mark it back to the 27. First down and 15, put it at the Snow 27-yard line. That's one of those penalties that you say, phew, I'm glad they got it, because Ricky Cross had picked up big yardage down to the 46-yard line. Snow College, on the other hand, gritting of teeth when you get a good gain like that and have it all called back. Frazier back into the lineup, bringing in the play to quarterback Donald Speller. To the left comes Beatty. To the right goes Marlon Frazier. Split the running backs behind the quarterback. In motion comes Ricky Cross to the near side. Speller wants to pass, throws to Cross on the outlet pass. Cross pushed out of bounds. Not nearly enough for the first down, but will get the pass complete to about the 37-yard line. So that little outlet pass, a swing pass to Ricky Cross. No one else is open. Cross was. Make it second down. Put it at about the 37-yard line. Second down about 5 yards. No, correction. Put it about the 36-yard line. Second down about 6 yards to go for Snow College. And Snow trying to get something started once again, leading 7-0. We're in the first quarter of play with 7:15 left in the first quarter. Speller fakes the handoff. Back to pass. We'll get away from Kyle Peterson. Now turn up field. Speller close to the first down, has it. Speller will be brought down by number 36 for Dixie eventually. That's Ken Golding. Golding finally bringing down Speller. Speller was almost sacked by Kyle Peterson, and Peterson looking frustrated right now, as he came so very close to getting him. And suddenly Speller turns what was going to be a sack into a first down and put it at the Snow 49-yard line. First down and 10 at the Snow 49. Clock running with 6:54 left in the first quarter of play, and a 7-0 lead by the Badgers. Long ways to go in this football game. To the left goes Beatty. To the right, Frazier once again, and split the running backs. Quarterback Donald Speller in motion this time. Comes number 43, John Brown, and there's a delay of game penalty coming up against Snow College. 5-yard penalty. And once again, this is not as sharp an offensive outfit for Snow College as you normally expect this time of the year. Make it first down and 15. Mark it back at the Snow 44-yard line. And Snow College will be trying to do some things plus-wise on offense. In motion comes John Brown once again. Brown in the backfield in place of Patterson. Rolling to the left is Speller. Turning up field, Speller will have the football all the way. Speller to be hit by Tom Rossi and by Sam Gray. And Speller pushed out of bounds across midfield, but will be short of first down territory. Speller trying to... having a few words with number 59, Lee Thompson. Thompson and Speller having a little discussion, and the official stepping in between the two. Sanders goes to the sideline, so does Thompson. Some replacements coming in. Put it down at about the 43-yard line of Dixie College. Big gain by Donald Speller once again. Second and about a yard and a half, a short two, a long one, if you will. Quarterback Donald Speller rolls to the right. Now pitches to his tailback, Ricky Cross. Cross will be missed by Tom Rossi down the sidelines and suddenly coming out of bounds and a flag on the play. There is a flag on the play along the Dixie sidelines, the far sidelines. And apparently there is a clip coming up against Snow College. As Tom Rossi almost got to Cross, and then suddenly Cross was not there. ...15 yards coming up against Snow College. And mark it from the point of the clip. Bring it back to the Snow side of the field. Put it down at the Snow 46-yard line. Make it second down once again. Only this time, it's second down and about 13 yards to go for Snow College on that 15-yard penalty. So Snow not helping themselves out this time on this series of downs. Three penalties, 2 5-yarders, and a major 15-yarder. But the Badgers still have the football. Fady to the left, Frazier to the right. Donald Speller waves his arms, now goes into a set position. In motion comes John Brown. Hand off goes to Ricky Cross, cuts to the outside, cuts upfield again, gets to midfield, across midfield at the 49, and that's it. Lee Thompson on the tackle, also in there on the tackle, Brad Pfeiffer. So Ricky Cross on the carry, doing a little better in this game than he did against Dixie the first time out. But as Coach Lee Bunnell said, Ricky Cross, the victim of a successful year last year, everyone is keen on Ricky Cross this year. Gain of about 5 yards, make it third down about 8 yards to go. And Speller back to pass. Speller under pressure, being chased by Mark Binks. Speller still being chased by Binks. Will get away. Going down the sidelines and finally pushed out of bounds by Sam Gray. As Gray and Speller met head on, and it should be enough for a first down. It'll be very close. As Kyle Peterson, Brad Pfeiffer also chasing Speller. Let's see if it is a first down or not. The official standing upfield, I do not think it will be if it's one official is correct. But down along the sidelines, it looked that Speller was in first down territory. Yes, indeed. It is at the Dixie 40, and Donald Speller running for his life. The proverbial jackrabbit picking up some yardage. Not quite at the 40-yard line, just inside the 41. But in Dixie territory, first down and 10 for Snow College. And Snow playing a little ball control in the first quarter now. Handoff goes to Brown. Brown slips, knee touches, and maybe a loss of about a yard on the play. Put it back near the 42-yard line. Make it second down, about 11 to go for Snow College. Into the lineup quickly comes number 22 for Snow. That's Reggie Jones. Jones, normally a defensive back, now in as a wide receiver on the right side. Beatty on the left side. No pass receptions yet by the conference's leading pass receiver. Over the middle, drilled, intended for John Brown, and Some of these ball players, especially John Brown, looks like he's skating for the Golden Eagles as he scooted along the grass. The grass is short and it's fall and not quite as much life in the grass as you normally get, but there's plenty of green out there, but apparently it's short enough to where it's a little slippery footing. And John Brown doing a little skating in place. Had his feet clip out from under him in one case, and that time scooted standing up after he could not come up with a pass. Receivers wide on each side once again. Staggered the running backs just slightly behind Speller. Speller back to pass, under pressure. Speller lets fly. Complete, but short of a first down. Pass complete to number 40. That was Dave Vandegrift. Vandegrift inside the 35, put it at the 34-yard line. Doug Smart was right there on the tackle. Two Dixie ball players got there, led by Smart. But Vandegrift, with an outstanding reception, put it down at the Dixie 34-yard line. Clock is running with 4:17 left in the first quarter of play. Third down coming up. Third down about 3 yards to go. Correction, fourth down, I should say, and about 3 yards to go. At the Dixie 34-yard line. After that pass reception, not quite enough for that first down. The boot will kick out of bounds where? At about the 6 yard line. So Henchy doing a little bit of placement on this case and puts Dixie deep in their own territory. One official signaled about the 6 yard line, another official standing with the football at the 10 yard line, and now they move back to the 6. So in a punting situation, Snow College cannot get that deep into Dixie territory, but they did get Dixie that deep into Dixie territory. First down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 6. The Rebels with the football and trailing 7-0 on the first series of downs. Snow College able to get the touchdown, a 5-yard run by Ricky Cross. Point after was good by Hutchings, and that's the scoring so far. Kevin Doman wide to the right. Movement along that defensive line. Handoff goes to the second man through, Matuatu, who gets only 2 yards through, up to about the 8-yard line. On the tackle, number 57, that's Butch Begler. Matuatu on the carry. Make it second down and about 8 yards to go. And put it at about the Dixie 8-yard line. Coming in is Juan Henderson. Going out is Bengochea. Mike Mountier in at the slot back position. Henderson in. Wide to the right is Kevin Doman. Handoff goes to Henderson, and Henderson gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Spun down there by Snow College. At the bottom of the stack is number 39, Tom Haas. Haas, the man with the fumble recovery earlier in the ball game. A loss, actually, back to about the 7-yard line. No gain at all. In fact, a minus yardage in this case. Make it third down and 9 coming up for Dixie. Doman and Bengochea both to the right. Matuatu back in a tailback. And it looks to be Barry McKee, the fullback. Hand off to McKee. Fumble on the play. Snow College recovers. McKee and Beckstead could not make connections as Beckstead tried to hand it off to McKee and hit him in the elbow with it, and suddenly the football is free, and Snow College says, take one. It's free, and they have it. Fumble recovery. With 2:24 left in the first quarter, mix up on the handoff, and Snow College recovers. So the first time that Dixie makes a mistake may have cost Dixie a touchdown, but did not put anything else on the board for Snow. But this time, serious problems. First down and 10 and goal for Snow College, and put it at the Dixie 6-yard line. First quarter with 2:24 left in a ball game. In the first quarter of this ball game, Beatty extremely wide to the left, almost to the sideline. Speller rolls to the left, turns upfield. Speller has it all the way. As Tom Rossi missed the tackle, Speller danced away from Rossi. And Rossi was the only man to lay a hand on him at all and just got one left hand, and that was it. And Speller, with a little head fake, just went right around Rossi and in for the touchdown. So that was quick. Suddenly, it's 13-0, Snow. Last football game of the year. And Dixie hoping to make a little better showing than they have right now. There's still a long ways to go. To do the booting will be Hayden Hutchings. With 2:18 left in the first quarter, the boot is up. It looks like it's partially deflected, and it's no good. Diving through there was, let's double check, it looked to be number 75, Brad Pfeiffer. But we'll double check on that number either. It must have been Pfeiffer. It just got a hand on that football. So with 2:18 left in the first quarter of play, it's 13-0 Snow. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be right back. Hayden Hutchings to do the booting. Here comes Greg Borton at the 13-yard line. Receives it up to the 20 at the 25. Tries to cut to the middle and suddenly is surrounded by snow jerseys. Leveled. The last man to get there was number 30, John Young. And Young was the man who finally drove old Borton down. Put Greg at the 30-yard line. And Dixie begins first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. And down by a score of 13-0. 13-0, Snow with the lead. Inflated by that fumble deep in Dixie territory. Both receivers wide to the right now as Dave Beckstead, the quarterback, has a little more room behind him now. There's still plenty of territory in front. Beckstead back to pass, throwing over the middle. Has his man, Ben Gauthier, deflected, cannot be picked up by Snow College. It looked like it was tapped by a snowball player, and Ben Gauthier had it in his hands. Jim Arslanian and others there, like Derek Curtis. And the ball is knocked away from Ben Gauthier, but incomplete. Second down and 10 yards at the Dixie 30-yard line. Coming out is number 71 for Snow. That's Mark Nordahl coming out of the lineup at this time. Kevin Doman going wide to the right. I formation once again. Also to the right is Mike Mountier. McKee in front of Matuatu, back to pass, Beckstead, pass over the middle, intercepted by Snow College, number 85, coming back the other way, 85, I do not have listed, I believe it's 86, Rodney Dunn. Double check to see if we can come up with a number for this young man. I believe it is Rodney Dunn who came up with the interception. So two quick turnovers, this time with a minute 56 left in the first quarter. Pass, interception. And the offensive mistakes putting the defense back on the field. Once again. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 33. Speller, back to pass, under pressure. Floats the pass intended for Ricky Cross over his head. Incomplete. Ross, Cross was all alone. So make it a second down and 10 situation at the Dixie 33-yard line. So once again, great position by Snow College. That time, Speller having some pressure applied. Rolling to the left and just missed Ricky Cross. He was there. Cross was there, wide open. A couple of Dixie ball players ready to defend, but about 4 yards upfield from Ricky Cross. To the right goes Reggie Jones once again, and Beatty to the left. In motion comes Cross to the near side. Speller, back to pass, now throws to Cross. Intercepted by Sam Gray, and there's nothing in front of him that is blue. Sam Gray to go all the way for the touchdown. Sam Gray stepped right in front of Ricky Cross, grabbed it at about the 33-yard line, just about at the line of scrimmage, closer to the 30-yard line. and went all the way for the touchdown. Sam Gray on that pass interception with 1:39 left, and that might be what Dixie needs. They could definitely stand the 6 points, and hopefully seven for the Dixie fans. Snow College now trying to defend against Bill Sorensen's point after attempt. Pass interception from Speller, and Sam Gray with the touchdown. Bill Sorensen to do the booting, O'Connell to do the holding. The snap is high, the kick is blocked. And it's blocked by number 24, Tony Blanks. Blanks got in there, another snowball player got in there also, but Blanks is the man that made the initial contact with the football. So with 1:39 left in the first quarter, it's suddenly snow 13, Dixie 6, back in 30 seconds. Back at the Badger Field, Dixie College versus Snow College, and suddenly Dixie, with the sudden lightning of the defensive pass interception, Sammy Gray, the man with a touchdown, making it 13-6, and then we've got ourselves a new ball game. Back deep to receive will be number 33. That's John Young, or correction, Andre Sanders. Young is 30. Sanders is the man, number 33, who stung Dixie on a kickoff return. Long boot coming down to Sanders at the 10-yard line. Sanders at the 15, at the 20, up the middle and upended and hit hard as he goes down at the 30. Sanders picked up 8 yards through the air, looking down at the grass with feet above his head. Actually, mark it down at about the 28-yard line. First down and 10 for Snow College at their own 28. And suddenly, with a 13-6 lead instead of 13-0. So the mistakes could have been more costly than they were to Dixie College. And Dixie able to capitalize on a Snow College mistake this time. Handoff goes to Jeff Patterson. Stood up at the line of scrimmage and ridden down on the tackle. Number 54, that's Lee Potts. Potts, the man who made the initial contact. Sanders also in there, and Kyle Peterson is everywhere. Peterson in place of Kevin Criddle, who is on crutches and along the sidelines. Criddle out for the year. Gain of maybe a yard on the play. Put it up at the Snow 29-yard line. As Patterson was able to get 1 yard. Make it second down and 9 coming up for the Badgers. Clock running with 1:02 left in the first quarter. A very long first quarter. Extremely long. Wide to the left is Jones. In motion comes Ricky Cross to the near sidelines. Donald Speller back to pass, under pressure. Mark Binks almost gets him. Another man almost gets him. And now Speller throws. Incompleted pass and almost intercepted by Doug Smart. And Smart does a forward roll and gets up spanking hands as he's upset. He thought he had the pass interception. Pass intended for number 34, Marlon Frazier. But Speller escaped to two potential tackles. And then through the incompleted pass, make it third down and 9 and put it at the Snow 29-yard line. Dixie, the spark may be coming from Sam Gray's pass interception and touchdown run. Rebels fired up on defense right now. To the left comes Beatty. To the right goes Vandegrift. Quarterback Donald Speller. Clock stopped with 42 seconds left. In motion goes Ricky Cross. Left to right now. Speller rolls to the right. Speller under pressure. Missed by Lee Potts. Speller goes down. This time slips. Speller gets up and spikes the football hard and holds it against the ground as he just slams the football in the ground and keeps his hand right on top of it. He was upset. His feet slipped out from under him, and Dixie was able to get right there. Speller, slippery, elusive, and that's about the only way you can catch him right now is to have his feet slip out from under him. Put it back at the 23-yard line. Loss of about 6 yards on the play. Fourth down and 15 coming up as Speller was dropped. And to do the booting is Henchy. Back deep to receive. Let's double check. Looks Borden will actually have an advantage now of not having to stare into the sun. At the end of the first quarter with Snow leading Dixie, 13-6. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be right back. Tom Rossi and Greg Borden back to receive. Borden back at about his own 43-yard line. Now we'll have his son to his back to do the booting. Henchy, Dave Henchy, punter, sometimes quarterback. And Snow College on a fourth and extremely long yardage situation. Dixie hoping to get right back in his ball game. They're back within seven right now. The boot is up. High driving kick away from Greg Borden. And we'll get a Snow bounce, but out of bounds. Dixie will not have bad position. Put it at about the 30, 35-yard line. Let's see where they actually move it. About the 37-yard line is where the official on the Dixie College side of the field says it went out of bounds. So on the punt, it's not bad field position at all. First down and 10 for the Rebels at their own 37. The offense has been stymied three times by mistakes. Once on a big drive in the first quarter with 7:29 left, a fumble on the play as a Snow College ball player blindsided Dave Beckstead. Didn't see him coming. Fumbled the football. Another fumble and a pass interception deep in Dixie territory. His timing. Quick fake handoff and the look-in pass is intercepted by Snow College. Intended for Ken Howell. Howell was there, but a man in front of him grabbed it. That's number 85 once again, whoever 85 is, and I believe it's Rodney Dunn. So once again, the pass interception. Correction, Johnson. Number 95, Brad Johnson, wearing 85, apparently, today. So Brad Johnson is the man. Second pass interception with 14:44 left in the second quarter of play. To the right is number 40, Vandegrift. In motion comes Ricky Cross, and Snow College with good field position. Quick look in pass, complete to Lon Hanson. Hanson just upended as number 59, Lee Thompson, make a saving shoestring tackle. Hanson had plenty of territory in front of him and went down at the 23-yard line. Enough for a first down. So a quick look-in pass from Speller to Lon Hanson makes it first down and 10 and put it down at about the 23-yard line of Dixie College. And Snow College moving. First and 10. In motion comes Ricky Cross. Fumble on the snap. Did Dixie recover or did Snow get it back? Donald Speller got the snap and then looking down at the ground looking for football among a tangle of legs and got it back at the 25-yard line. It's a bad snap. Snow College will have it, but a loss of about 2 yards on the play. Second down, about 12 yards to go. As Snow College, after giving Dixie fairly decent field position at their own 27, took it right back with a pass interception. Second down, about 12 yards to go in Dixie territory at about the 25-yard line. Pitch goes to the tailback. Ricky Cross trying to turn upfield. Cross will be leveled at about the 22-yard line as Cross swept to the left and then upfield. On the tackle is Fred Lazy. Put it down at about the 22, so a gain of about 3.5 yards out of play. Make it third down, about 9 yards to go after the carry by Ricky Cross. Clock running with 13:12 left in the first half of play. Snow with a precarious 13-6 lead over Dixie. Quarterback, Donald Speller. Man to the right is Beatty once again, yet to receive a pass today. In motion goes Ricky Cross to the short side of the field. And pitch goes to John Brown. Brown turns upfield, sweeping to the right, is going to be headed to scoring territory, and gets it. Just makes it into the end zone. Sam Gray trying to make the save and could not. Or did they rule he stepped out of bounds at the 1 yard line? The official signaled as if it was a touchdown. But let's see if they actually put the football down. Yes, indeed. They rule it was a touchdown. The pitch was just right by Donald Speller as he just got it off and he was decked just as he let go of the football, pitching it back. The attempt for the point after by Hutchings is suddenly 19-6 with 12:45 left as Brown on the carry. And it was a case of just a split second later on that pitch and Speller would not have made the pitch. Speller would have been buried by Dixie. To do the booting will be Hutchings. The snap, the kick, it's up, it looks good, it is good. And with 12:45 left in the first half, it's Snow 20, Dixie 6, back in 30 seconds. Back at the Badger Field, Dixie College to receive as once again a turnover has proved costly. Twice Dixie has turned the ball over and immediately Snow College, or not exactly immediately this time, but almost immediately this time, Snow College has gotten a touchdown. In one case, the one play after the turnover, and Snow picked up the touchdown. The boot by Hutchings coming down deep to Greg Borden. Borden standing at about his own 4 yard line when he gets it at the 10. Cuts to the outside at the 15, upended at the 20 and down near the 23 yard line as he was tripped and fell down there. Mark it down at about the 23, first down and 10. At the Dixie 23 yard line, the Rebels are doing some things good, but three mistakes have been costly. One that stopped a drive, and two that set up scoring touchdowns or scoring drives by Snow College. Bengo Chia to the left. Wide to the left is Kevin Doman and an I formation on the running backs. Quarterback, Dexted, going all the way. Handoff goes to the second man through. Matuatu, struggling, gets across the 25, down near the 28-yard line, right up the middle. On the tackle is number 39, that's Tom Haas once again. Also down below is number 71, Mark Nordahl. Put it down at about the 29-yard line, so a gain of about 5.5 on the play. Make it second down and a short 5 coming up. Add to the carry by Matuatu. Just short of the 29-yard line and across the 28. Beckstead, handoff to the first man through, Barry McKee. McKee gets up to the 30-yard line and maybe to the 31. McKee, with plenty of traffic around him, the man who latched on and stayed was Mike Overly, linebacker from Layton, Utah. Overly, a younger brother of Robert Overly, who played here a couple of years ago, played at Snow, and went on to Northern Arizona for a short period of time. McKee on the carry. Make it third down, and about 3 yards to go. A long three for Dixie. Wide receivers on each side. Quarterback Dave Beckstead. Fake the handoff. Beckstead. Swing pass. Has Matuatu coming out of the backfield and will not get the first down. Matuatu hit by number 35. Derek Curtis. Curtis, an open field tackle, and Matuatu is down. As Curtis leveled him and upended him, and Matuatu is injured. On the last game of the year, Matuatu is down and hurting. As that open field tackle by Curtis leveled Matuatu, that the pass was complete. It was short of a first down. And Matuatu still down on the field. May just be a case of the wind being knocked out of him, but you're not quite sure. Matuatu did not roll over on his back until after the coaching staff got out there, stayed on his right side. It would be fourth down at about the 32-yard line. Fourth down and a long one, almost 2 yards to go. Matuatu helped to the sidelines. 11:15 left in the first half and a punting situation for Dixie. Fourth, almost 2 yards to go, one and a half, whatever. To do the booting is Tom Rossi. Back deep to receive will be Andre Sanders. Sanders standing at about his own 21-yard line and looking into the sun. Sanders has been a key offensive weapon without playing on the offensive team. Rossi to do the booting. Tom Rossi. No rush as the play apparently is on for the run back. Kicked away from Sanders, and it will go out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. Sanders will never have a shot at it. First down and 10. Put it at the snow 27-yard line, and the Badgers take over with a 20-6 lead. Two touchdowns directly coming from turnovers. One a fumble, one a pass interception. And the one big drive that Dixie had in the first quarter was stopped by a fumble. So it's been the three mistakes that have been the most costly for Dixie right now. Coming to the right is number 40, Dave Vandegrift. To the left is Beatty, and quarterback, new quarterback in there. Let's check the number. Number 15, Dave Henchy, looks like the man. Handoff goes to the right, and on the carry is Jeff Patterson. Patterson picks up a yard down to the 28-yard line. Let's double-check that number. It does look like Henchy is the man in there. So Patterson, on the carry, gets a yard. Make it second down and 9 yards to go. Put it at the snow 28. Double check at that number. It looks to be 15 Henchy, but he hasn't turned around yet. It's either Henchy or Dave Archer, number 18. We see one and part of the other number. It looks to be Dave Archer instead. Number 18 is into the lineup. Dave Archer. Archer, a young man from Soda Springs, Idaho. Archer back to pass over the middle, has his man complete. Number 2, Dean Mason, sophomore, playing his last game, complete for the first down. Over the middle at the 46-yard line. So a big game by the pass from Archer to Dean Mason. First down and 10. Put it at the snow 46-yard line. Coming into the lineup, number 82 for Snow College. That's Wade Fiskus. Fiskus, young man from Palmer, Alabama, and there is a Jeff Fiskus here from Palmer, Alabama. You have to think that they are related. Probably are not too many Fiskuses in Palmer, Alabama. Handoff goes to the first man through. We'll have to pick up a lot of numbers now. That looks to be Wayne Simpson. Double-check the number. Wayne Simpson or Eddie Stinnett. Eddie Stinnett is the man, number 37 on the carry. Some substitutions being used by Snow. Here midway through the second quarter, second down coming up at about 7 yards to go. Put it at the Snow 49-yard line. A lot of new numbers in for the Badgers on the last home game of the year. Wide to the right comes number 48, David Coy. Split the running backs, Stinnett and Patterson. Behind the quarterback, Archer. Here comes Kyle Peterson and Lee Potts, and the sack is on the quarterback. Clear back to the 40-yard line. Brad Pfeiffer, and number 54 for Snow College. Richard Reed having a discussion, the officials get between them and suddenly realize that it wasn't that heated. Both men standing with their arms to their sides. Back at the 40-yard line. So the sack by Peterson, and Pfeiffer gets the quarterback. Make it third down and about 16 yards to go. and actually mark it down, make it 17, as the official puts it back at the 39-yard line instead of to the 40 of Snow College. Wide to the right once again, Fiscus. Let's check the man to the left. It looks to be Beatty, but we'll have to double-check. Back to pass. Archer over the middle, has his man Fiscus in and out of his hands, incomplete. On the coverage for Dixie with Todd Arbon. A correction, Ken Blackwell. Blackwell on the coverage. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 9 minutes left. Make it fourth down and 17. At the Snow 39-yard line, punting situation, and Dixie back to receive. Greg Borton, the young man from Las Vegas, Nevada, wearing number 20 on his jersey. To do the booting, David Henchy. 20-6, the score. Snow out in front. And back deep to receive, Borton. Shallow is Tom Rossi. The boot by Henchy. Kicked away from Borton. Rossi will take it at the 26-yard line. Cut to the outside at the 30-yard line and run down at the 33-yard line on the tackle. Number 68. Let's double-check the number. 68 Thomas is the man who came in with that tackle. Rick Thomas. I see number 68, Rick Thomas, right down at the bottom of the list, not back where he should be in the order. So Rick Thomas is the man on that tackle. First down and 10, though, for Dixie. Put it at the 34-yard line at the Rebels. Dave Beckstead going all the way at quarterback. Beckstead throwing the ball much better, but some mistakes today. A couple of pass interceptions and a couple of fumbles have been costly. Pitch goes to the tailback, Juan Henderson. Henderson loses the football. Fumble recovered by Snow College, and it'll have to be stopped right there anyway. Johnson took it in, but Dixie College will have to just watch. And Snow College will have it brought back as you cannot recover a fumble and move it forward. Put it down at the 26-yard line as the fumble took place immediately. With 8:41 left in the second quarter, and Snow College will have it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. So a turnover once again stops a Dixie drive before it actually ever got going. Dixie has lost the fumble three times now with two pass interceptions. Twice it's led to a score. Once it stopped what looked to be a scoring drive for Dixie with momentum. Archer in a quarterback. With 8:41 left in the second quarter of play, Archer will remain the quarterback for the Badgers. Split the running backs in motion comes Jeff Patterson, left to right. Back to pass, Archer rolling to the right. Archer being pressured now, throws intended and complete for the touchdown to number 48, David Coy. Coy got beyond Doug Smart. Sam Gray goes over past Smart on the shoulder pad in condolence, more or less. McCoy immediately catching the touchdown pass as Archer finds Coy, and Coy, before the home fans, picks up the touchdown with 8:31 left. So 10 seconds after the fumble, Snow College leads 26-6. To do the booting will be Hutchings. To do the holding, Jim Arslanian. Arslanian, kind of relaxed. The snap, the kick, it's up. It looks good. Is it good? Yes, it is. Aiden Hutchings makes it 27-6 with 8:31 left in the first half. Snow with the lead and back in 30 seconds.
Thank you, Larry.
Three times now, Dixie has seen scores pop on the board after the turnover. This time it was in a hurry. It was just one play and 10 seconds from the fumble. Snow College had the score and the point after to make it 27-6. To do the booting is Hayden Hutchings, and a disheartened group of Dixie Rebels Looked like they got a spark when Sam Gray ran back a pass interception for a touchdown. The kick coming down to number 31 for Dixie. That's Ron Powers. Powers cuts to midfield, but apparently had stepped out of bounds or ruled that the fair catch had been called for, whatever. Put it down at the 21-yard line. First down and 10 for Dixie. At the 21, almost to the 22. Let's make it the Dixie 22-yard line, just short of the 22. First down and 10 for the Rebels. Now down by 21 points. To the right is Kevin Dolman. Slot man right is Ben Gochia, and an I formation on the running backs. Dave Beckstead going all the way. So fumbleitis has stricken the Rebels today. Hand off goes to Barry McKee. McKee, big hole, and gets some yardage across the 25, down near the 27. As he slants to the right, after getting the football, a quick five-yard gain to make it second down, about 5 yards to go at the Dixie 27. McKee on the carry. Dixie now has to hope to get the touchdowns back one at a time. He can't get 21 points back in one fell swoop, as they say. Back to pass is Beckstead. Setting up the screen pass, has it to Juan Henderson. Henderson turned and tried to run with the football before he had it. Drops the pass. Henderson was there. Had it just at his hands and turned and looked where he could run to, and Henderson didn't watch it all the way into his hands. Incomplete pass. That was a case of the pass setting up and being there on the screen and being dropped. Third down and 5 at the Dixie 27-yard line. To the right goes Doman once again. Slot man is Mountier. High formation and Henderson and McKee, the running backs. Henderson, the tailback. Quarterback Beckstead. Quick down and out pattern to Kevin Dolman. Dolman gets the first down, tries to get more yardage and cannot. Slips and goes down. But has the first down hit by number 36, Troy Fulmer. Fulmer on the tackle. But Beckstead picks up the first down with the pass to Dolman. First down and 10 for Dixie. And put it just about the 33-yard line, just short of the 33-yard line of Dixie. Snow is bound to be thinking right now, let's keep away from the bombs. If they're going to get the score, they're going to have to earn it and take a lot of time to do it. Give them the short pass if they need it. Both receivers in there, one on each side. Fake the handoff, Beckstead. Quick, over the middle, has the pass. Complete for the first down to the tight end, Ken Howell. Still on his feet, fumble on the football at the 32-yard line of Snow. Howell all the way to the 35, down to the 32, and fumble the football. At that point, Snow takes over. Suddenly, there was Howell down in a pack of blue jerseys, and the football all alone sitting at the 32. Snow picked it up at the 31 after the dive for the football. So the pass complete to Howell, and down to the Snow 32 before the fumble. Fumble number 4 by Dixie. First down and 10 for Snow College at their own 31-yard line. 7:16 left in this first half of this football game. And it's starting to turn into a long day for Dixie fans. In motion, Ricky Cross coming to the near side. Speller, quick look in pass, off the hands of Lon Hansen. And incomplete. Doug Smart standing upfield, almost picked it off. But it was beyond him. Hansen was decked as that football got there. Kyle Peterson, the man that did the job. Paul Arslanian having a little discussion along the sidelines. Dave Arslanian holding back the troops. Paul Arslanian going after the official once again, wants to do a little talking. Dixie coaching staff, very quiet along the sidelines. They have been for the last couple of weeks. Been staying off the officials back, but right now it's Paul Arslanian of Snow that's getting a few words in, choice words. To the right goes Frazier. To the left, another receiver. I didn't pick up the number. We'll have to wait and see. Back to pass is Speller. Speller under pressure. Speller will be hit from behind. Fumble on a play. Did Dixie get it? No, Snow got it back. Speller went down. Lee Potts coming close to picking up that fumble, but Speller able to get the football back. Ken Golding also in there. Sack on Speller. So it'll be third down. Put it back at the Snow 22. Third down, about 19 yards to go after the sack on Speller. To the right comes Lon Hansen, actually. Tight end just split about a yard off to the right, now being brought into the tight end. In motion goes Ricky Cross towards the Dixie bench. Handoff goes to John Brown on the draw play, and the draw was not drawn well. It's a pickup of a yard, and that's it. Swarmed under. Lee Potts, Kyle Peterson, Brad Pfeiffer, and others. Mark Binks in there also. Brown gets 1 yard. And a cloud of Dixie jerseys. Fourth down and about 18 yards to go, and put it at the Snow 23-yard line. Clock running with 5:56 left in the first quarter of play. A 27-6 lead. And Dave Henchy back to do the booting. Back deep to receive Greg Borden, standing inside his own 40. Henchy stands way back inside his own 10-yard line. Gets away a beautiful high spiral. Fair catch called for by Tom Rossi at the 42-yard line. So the punt, slowly but surely, Dixie's getting in better field position. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 42-yard line, and the Rebels take over. The turnovers have been the costly factor. Otherwise, it's an even ball game between Dixie and Snow, but the turnovers, also part of this game. And that's made a heavily one-sided Snow score, 27-6. Wide to the left, Kevin Doman. Wide to the right, Bingo Chia. Split the running backs once again. Movement along that Snow defensive line. There may be an encroachment call. Looking past the Doman. Juggles. Has it. Incomplete at the 30, at the 20. Running away from his man. Doman will go all the way for the touchdown. Flags upfield, but I believe it's going to be encroachment against Snow. Two flags upfield, but I think it's going to be against Snow. Let's wait and see. Doman with a juggling pass reception. Did it go for the touchdown? The official brings it back. There's a flag on the Dixie side of the field. Encroachment against Snow College. Decline. Touchdown is good. And suddenly, Dixie back on the scoreboard. Sudden lightning striking as the pass completed to Doman. And Doman juggled it from one hand to the other. Finally grabbed it still in full stride and just kept running away from his defender. Derek Curtis could never get there. For the touchdown, Beckstead to Doman. And Doman will mark that one on the wall. 5:25 left in the first half of play. And suddenly it's a 27-12 ball game. To do the booting is Bill Sorensen. The snap, the kick, it's up, it's low. Did it go through? Yes, it did anyway. A top kick just squeaks across that goalpost to make it 27-13 with 5:25 left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds.
Take it, Larry.
One play, and that's it. That brings it back. One play, and Dixie has the touchdown with 5:25 left in the first quarter. And suddenly, this looks a little more respectable, 27-13. And this is the first time Dixie's offense has scored in this ballgame. Low driving kick by Jim Hyam. Scoots by a Snow ball player. Jones watches it go into the end zone. We'll try to run it out. Jones at the 5-yard line will be pushed out of bounds at about the 20. No, along the sideline, still out of bounds, still going. Finally ridden out of bounds, but the officials say no. He finally made it up to about the 23-yard line, stepped out of bounds. Reggie Jones saw that football go squeaking through. And we have a clip coming up against Snow College at the 10-yard line. So bring it back from the 23. Let's take it back to the 10. And Snow in deep in their own territory. If Dixie can keep the momentum, this might be a new ball game yet. But still down two full touchdowns, 14 points, a couple of points after added onto that. 5-yard penalty from the 10-yard line. And Jones, masterful effort, a lot of bruises, and doesn't see his run back mean much at all. Actually, begin first down and 10 at the 4-yard line. At the Snow 4-yard line. And here comes Donald Speller. The luxury of the backup quarterback is only good until you get back to two touchdowns ahead and you still have a whole half left. Archer has thrown the ball well. In fact, Archer maybe has thrown the ball better than Speller, at least today. Speller, such a great threat as an offensive ball player, though. Handoff goes to Cross, trying to turn outside. Cross will be brought down, not quite into a safety position, as Tom Rossi almost got him back into the end zone. Rossi just stayed with Cross and got him back to the one-yard line. Back to the Snow one. And it was Tom Rossi one-on-one with Ricky Cross. And Dixie almost picking up a couple of points. Loss on the play. Second down, 13 yards to go. You can bet that Dixie's ball club now feeling a little better about themselves. Coming to the right, Steve Beatty. To the left, number 34, that's Marlon Frazier, the first-string troops back in there. And no margin for error now for Donald Speller. Handoff goes to Jeff Patterson. Patterson quickly out close to a first down. Patterson found a hole up the middle, got up across the 10-yard line, down near the 14-yard line, very close to a first down. The officials rule, is it third down, third and inches, or first and 10? Third and inches. Third and less than one, and put it just short of the Snow 14-yard line as Jeff Patterson found a hole and found a big hole. To the right comes Beatty. To the left, once again in there, is Vandegrift. Handoff goes to Patterson. Patterson stood up at the line of scrimmage. Looks like he has the first down, but not by much, as Kyle Peterson met him head on. Kyle Peterson leveled Patterson, but it looks to be enough for the first down up to the 15. Yes, indeed. Those inches were picked up. Inches and stitches is what you usually call something like that. You get the inches, and then someone puts some stitches on you. First down at 10. We'll invent a few football terms while we go. Why not? 3:46 left in the first quarter of play. 27-13. Dixie with the lead. First down and 10. Put it at the Snow 15-yard line. Quarterback Speller. Donald Speller. Not going all the way today. Speller on the option. Fumble on the play. Nope, no. Speller kept it. It looked like Speller was going to pitch it back, but Bob Sanders got to him. This time, the timing was that split second faster. When the quarterback had been hit before, he'd already gotten rid of the football just that split second ahead of time. This time, Sanders got to Speller before he got rid of the football, sack on the play. And the Dixie defense suddenly getting a little fired here. They spent a lot of time on the field, put it back at about the 12-and-a-half-yard line, almost to the 13. So second down at about 12 yards to go. With 3 minutes left in the first half of play. Wide receivers on each side. Second down, long yardage. In motion goes Ricky Cross. Quarterback Donald Speller. Flag on the play, and we may have a delay of game coming up. Yes, indeed. So things not looking any better for the Badgers, except that 27-13 margin can be a little bit of a luxury right now. 5-yard penalty coming up against the Badgers. Mark it back to about the 8-yard line. And it'll be second down and a long 17 coming up for Snow College. Do you do the same play, only start it from 5 yards farther back? That's a good question. The Badgers mascot, very much in evidence along the sidelines, the Badger and the... I'm not sure if that's a pheasant or a quail or what, but it's blue and yellow on the other side. Back to pass, Speller. Speller, under pressure, in the end zone. Speller just makes it back out to the one-yard line. Just barely, twice. Dixie has almost picked up the safety. Mark Tate in on the tackle. As Speller just barely squirmed out to get to the one-yard line. So a loss of another 7 yards on the play. Third down and 24. Some of the fans going to look for the hot dogs and the cold drinks. As there's 2:08 left in the first half of play. Third down. And 24 to go, as once again Speller is set. Defense doing a masterful job right now, but Snow is explosive. You've got to do it for all four downs. deep in their own territory, back at the one-yard line. Wide to the right is Beatty, without a pass reception today. Speller on the keeper, turns upfield. Speller will be hit from behind by Binks. Speller still dragging Binks with him. Gets up to the 13-yard line, but it will be fourth down. Fourth down and 12 at the 13-yard line. As Speller got some breathing room, and that's more of a courtesy to the punter than anything else. Now the next question for the Dixie fans. Does Dixie set up to play? Because Greg Borden will be shaping up about midfield or closer to the snow goal. Or do you just send all the horses and try to block it? The decisions that have to be made by a coach. You can sit back and do a little armchair coaching if you want to right now. 1:05 left in the first half of play. The snap. Here come some of the horses. The kick gets away. Greg Borden will take it at the 20-yard line. Borden takes it away from Sam Gray, doing a little waltz out there. The official blows it dead at the 49-yard line of Dixie College. Beautiful punt by Henschy. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 49. As Sam Gray and Borden doing a little waltzing there, both of them with their hands on the football. 53 seconds left in the first half of play. Another quick touchdown, and Dixie will be definitely back in this ball game. And that's what Snow's defense knows right now. Dave Beckstead, the quarterback. Without the mistakes, this is a much different ball game. But the mistakes are part of the game also. High formation, wide receivers on each side. Beckstead, back to pass, throws, incomplete, intercepted by Snow College. Here comes number 57 with the interception, Butch Begler. As Kevin Dolman was there farther downfield, but Begler stepped in front, and a Dixie ball player is down. Begler with a pass interception. Third pass interception of the day, 47 seconds left. And Begler was the interceptor this time. Personal foul against Dixie. Personal foul against Snow. And whether there are people that are thrown off the field, we'll have to wait and see. But a ball player is down, and it's a Dixie ball player. Let's check the number. Let's see if it's 58 or 68. 68, possibly. I see an 8 down there, and it's tough to make out the other number because there are people huddled around him. Although Kelly Gould and Brian Wick would be the ones that fall into that 68-58 number range. Still down, the Dixie ball player. And Dixie, with a chance to come back, a little over-anxious in the snow defense, picking up its third pass interception. So three fumbles by Dixie, three pass interceptions, and they have been costly for Dixie. As two drives were stopped by fumbles, and two touchdowns by Snow College, set up directly by turnovers, and the Dixie ball player is still down. Let's take a quick 30-second break. The score, 27-13. Snow out in front of Dixie. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
I don't like mouthy people. Something like that. That looks nice, Kathy.
Take it, Larry.
Rick Lawson is the man. It was not a 68, it was a 66. And in the shadows of the ball players huddled around him, Rick Lawson is the man, is down and will be taken directly to the dressing room, holding his right leg. Rick Lawson has been involved in a lot of ankle twistings, et cetera, during the recent ball game. So quickly, with 47 seconds left, Snow has the football once again. And Donald Speller, the quarterback, 27-13. Snow with a lead. Dixie with an opportunity to come back and are squandering it. John Brown and Ricky Cross, the running backs, Cross in motion. Fake the handoff. Speller, quick looking pass, has it to Lon Hansen. Hansen butted head on with a defender and a flag on the play. As Hansen, and Mark Binks cracked helmets. Both of them with their heads lowered and went head-to-head, and Hansen comes up limping. There's a flag on the play. Let's see if there is a penalty against one team or the other. Was there a face mask call, perhaps? The flag went down as Hansen went down. Enough for the first down at the 34-yard line. Personal foul against Dixie. So the pass is complete from the 50-yard line down to the Dixie 34-yard line. The pass was complete from Speller to Hansen, and a 15-yard penalty tacked on. They get first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 20-yard line, and suddenly only 40 seconds left in the first half, but only 7 seconds gone from the time that Snow College got that football until they now have it first and 10 at the Dixie 20. Steve Beatty without a pass reception, and you have to look for him to be a receiver sooner or later. Speller rolling to the left. Speller on the keep. Turning upfield. Speller has the first down to the 5-yard line. Pushed out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Fred Lacy and Sam Gray doing the job, and Speller comes up and angry as Gray and Lacy hit Speller before he went out of bounds. Just rode him right out of bounds. A flag on the play from the officials, as Speller did not like the treatment. One of the risks of being a quarterback and running with the football is that people like to hit the quarterback extra hard as they can. Whatever the flag was about, we'll have to wait and see. It's a first and goal anyway. As Speller rolled, wanted to pass to Beatty, and then when he saw Beatty was covered, just turned upfield. There is no question about it. After his one glance at Beatty, timeout Snow College with 19 seconds left in the first half. It's 27-13, personal foul against Dixie once again. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be right back.